And happy to welcome in Santa Rosa's Mayor Tom Schwedhelm. Mayor Schwedhelm, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Sorry to hear about the passing of Brad Marsh at the age of 72, a longtime part of SRPD, which obviously you were a big part of, too.
Absolutely. It's very sad news to learn of his passing. Brad was an incredible human being, not only at the Santa Rosa Police Department, but his work with the Bird Rescue Center was just phenomenal. Real special person.
Very much so, and definitely made an impression on a lot of people. And so is the subject du jour for the last couple of days for the Santa Rosa City Council. What to do with that $95 million settlement from PG&E? What have you heard over the last couple of days?
So the last 2 days are about our council goals, setting priorities for pretty much the next 6 to 8 months. And so on Monday, we heard from approximately 110 different members of the community, and some of them did provide some thoughts to us about how they would like some of those dollars allocated. So we will be setting up future discussions with our long-range financial planning and audit subcommittee, and then bringing some recommendations for the process back to the City Council. So it's very early in these conversations, and many of us are waiting for our September 15th general fund budget update, so we understand where the city sits financially before making some of the decisions regarding the PG&E settlement money.
In the meantime, with that money, $95 million, what do? Put it into a market rate CD or what?
I don't know the specifics. All I know that it is sitting in an account waiting for direction from the council.
Okay, very good. And as in terms of goal setting, let's talk about the goals of the city of Santa Rosa moving into the immediate future and how you go about prioritizing those.
Yes, that was a challenging discussion. So we received updates from staff regarding the goals that this council set back in February of 2019. So after receiving that update, it was my first goal-setting process via Zoom. So it's kind of interesting not having that human interaction, table talk discussions.
Yeah.
But our consultants had done approximately three different interview rounds, whether we were talking with different council members, whether they were talking about budgets or actually the priorities. So we were all that information was shared with us, and then we came up with our kind of changed the model where, because we are in a crisis, and so we're kind of focusing the next six to eight months on our basically what used to be our tier one priorities, economic resiliency, and including child care. Homelessness is still a crisis response. Our public safety priorities and reform, organizational diversity, inclusion, and equity, and then fiscal stability, funding, and services. So those are that 6 to 8 month focus, but we still have tier one priorities, including climate change, housing, and affordable housing, and then some government and council reform.
Very good. And in terms of the pandemic and the response and what Santa Rosa is going to have to do as a result of a lack of money coming in, what are you talking about in terms of potential layoffs for the city?
Well, right now there are we've got a hiring freeze. And so, again, that September 15th meeting will be huge as far as see what the revenues are and what our expenditures are. So one of the things that we're also looking at with that financial stability is starting to focus on our revenue streams, because we are our largest contributor to the general fund in sales tax. And as we're all aware, that'll be a diminishing number.
Oh, yeah.
So, again, we'll see that first preliminary numbers in September.
Okay.
And make our decisions moving forward from there.
Not easy. What about the rest of the week for the mayor and the rest of the city council?
Well, we have our second public safety subcommittee meeting on Friday morning. Additionally, for me, the leadership council from Home Sonoma County will be having our disrupted meeting on Friday also. So that will be my focus for much of the rest of the week.
Very good. Goal setting. It's not easy during a time of so many question marks, but obviously a necessary part of any kind of movement forward. Mayor Schwedhelm, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.
Yeah, so many more conversations will be had with the public and others when it comes to that $95 million payment from PG&E and what to do about it. Our thanks to Mayor Tom Schwedhelm.